Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today is February 8th, 2021. This is the day that the Lord has made. We all will rejoice and be happy and glad in this day. And I'd like to thank each and everyone who's already here. And thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, good morning to you all. Heavenly Father, we come together agreeing, praying in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we just glorify you for who you are. Yes, Lord, the great I am, the creator of this universe, our Father and our friend. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Thank you. We thank you for this day, Heavenly Father. We just thank you for all you've done for us, Lord, that we're not aware of, Lord. For all the things that you've done for us that we are aware of. And all the prayers that you had through prayer, faith, and deliverance. All the miracles that have been received and the blessings that have been received. Lord, all the breakthroughs that have took place, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. All the changes, Lord. Thank you for in our favor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Father God, we just praise you, Lord, for who you are, Lord. If we had 10,000 tongues, that would be enough praise for you, Lord, for who you are, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for showing us favor and traveling, Lord, and as we have traveled and as we will be traveling to and from places, Lord, to work, out of town, wherever, out of the country. Oh, yes, we just thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for just allowing us to be a part of your life, Lord, being your kids, Lord, your children, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just thank you for your unconditional love, Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you for Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we thank you for opening doors that were shut to us. Shutting doors that need to be shut, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just praise you, what you're doing in marriages, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, what you're doing in relationships, Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, Lord. We just thank you for working in our life for our good, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we thank you for having this prayer line available for us to come to each and every morning, spending time with you, Lord. Oh, yes, and praying and agreeing together. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Father. We just thank you, Father, for the renewing of our mind, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, we just thank and praise you, Lord, for your strength. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We just praise you, Lord, for ordering our steps, Lord. We just praise you for you spreading your protection over us and our family members, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 for giving us protection. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we praise you, Lord, for the financial blessings. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. There's no one like you, Heavenly Father. Oh, and we just thank you and we praise you. We worship you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Father, we just praise you, the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Falling fresh on us every day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for being able to hear you speak, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just thank you for the patience that we have instilled in us, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. The peace, Lord. Oh, yes, the joy, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 for your kindness, Lord. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father, I come to you right now. We are agreeing and praying for those that are out there right now that may be crying, that may be crying, that are crying out to you, Lord, in need of you right now, Lord. Answer their cry, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. If there's any of us on this line, oh, yes, our family member, Lord, that don't have peace, Lord, give them peace, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 that don't have patience. Give them patience, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 don't have joy, Lord. Instill joy in their life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for communication among family members, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And understanding, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those that don't have, not able to communicate, Lord, touch them, Lord. Those that don't have understanding, touch them, Heavenly Father. Those that don't have love, Lord, show them more of your love, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. That they'll be able to love one another, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's a touch from you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, we pray for those that the first responders, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying for those that's in the hospital, Lord, with or without COVID, Lord. Touch them. Oh, yes, Lord. Those that have experienced a family that have transitioned from this earth, Lord, comfort them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Praying for Pam Dower, Heavenly Father, she going to surgery this morning. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Touch the doctors, Heavenly Father. Oh, their mind, their soul, their heart, that they do right. They don't do anything that's not necessary, Lord, but they fix her, Lord. Guide them, Lord, that they see what to do and do the right thing, that she can have a speedy recovery, Heavenly Father. Father, anybody that's going to surgery today, Heavenly Father, be with them, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Keep them strong, Lord. Oh, and touch the surgeons, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, you be the doctor. Ask the doctor to do the work, Heavenly Father, on everybody that's having surgery today, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name, give them all the speed of recovery, Lord. Because that's who you are, and nothing too big for you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we pray for those in the nursing home, Heavenly Father. Go by there, Lord. Comfort them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Lift them up, Lord. Those in the rehabilitation rehabbing, Lord, from surgery or whatever may put them there, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. Give them a heart of a desire to do what it takes to work hard to get up out of there, Lord, to get back to where they better than where they were before they went in, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Some people just give up, Lord, and just don't do what need to be did, Lord. So that's why I'm asking you to go by it. To rehab, tell us, Lord, and touch them, Lord. Whisper in that ear, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, there's no one like you. No one like you, Heavenly Father. Father, we pray for those that don't have anything to eat, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Touch them, Lord. Provide for them, Lord. That's who you are, provider, Lord. Provide their food or whatever they might need, Lord. Oh, some people don't have heat, Lord. A gas to cook on, Heavenly Father. Some of them don't even have a shelter over their head, Lord. Lord, provide for them, Lord. That's who you are. You're a way maker, Lord. You are a door opener, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Heavenly Father, touch the kids, Lord. Going back to school, those at home virtual learning, Lord. Oh, touch them that they want to learn, Lord. Give them a hunger to sit still so they can hear what the teacher said, Lord, so they can participate, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, that goes for the ones in college also, Heavenly Father. People in school generally need your help, Lord, right now. Oh, yes. Continue protecting them from the COVID, from the virus, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And the ones at home, give them patience to sit there or in school to sit and pay attention, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. The ones in school has to wear a mask all day, Lord. Oh, make it comfortable, Lord. Comfortable for them with a mask on, Lord, that they can breathe freely, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, and be protected at the same time, Lord. Oh, yes. I'm not praying in my name, but praying in Jesus' name. And each one of us on the line is agreeing, Heavenly Father. You said when two or more come together, there's power in that prayer. Oh, yes, and we are agreeing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, agreeing in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for businesses, Lord, to continue expanding financially, being blessed financially, Lord. If there's any businesses out there, Lord, that's on the ground, Lord, that not rising, Lord, do your thing, Lord. Oh, yes, touch those businesses, Lord. Touch people that they tended to go and purchase stuff, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Just a blessing. Need to bless the businesses that's not off the ground, Heavenly Father. They're still struggling, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, bless them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Father, praying for marriages, Lord, the marriages that still in chaos, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, mend those marriages, Lord. Let your will be done in the situation, Heavenly Father. Mend strengthening relationships, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Jesus' name. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father. Lord, ask the Lord that you touch those that's out there that's lonely, Lord. Feel their void, Lord. Each time it comes about in their life, Heavenly Father, in their heart, Lord. Feel that void until you present them with the right companion for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. The kind that they are prayed for, Lord, and they have them prayed for the type of man, Lord. Give them a man of your heart, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for the people that ride in the train and the buses, Lord. Oh, touch them, Lord, that protect them, Lord, and touch the hearts of those that are not abiding by wearing masks, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You can renew minds and renew their minds, Lord, that they be obedient wearing their masks, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And whatever hindering this laying from being healed, Lord. Oh, Lord, get them in line, Lord. Get them in line so this laying will be healed, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. The land will be healed and the people be healed, Lord. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Heavenly Father, we're just praying for whatever is on the heart of the people that come to this prayer line, that came to this prayer line this morning, Lord. Well, you know their hearts, you know our hearts, our thoughts, Lord, you know our feelings, Lord. So we ask that you meet each heart desire, each request, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 meet each request, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Not in my name, but in Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, there is no one like you, Lord. Oh, and we just love you, Lord, for you are faithful, Lord. Oh, yes, you are, and you are true, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, you are the Word, and the Word is you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, we depend on you, Lord, because we know that your will be done in our life, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Continue loving on us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, and keeping us lifted up, Lord. Oh, yes, and those that's not, Lord, strengthen the ones that are weak, Lord. Strengthen their mind. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Strengthen, renew their mind, that those in the need of their mind being renewed, praying that you renew their minds, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for the disobedient kids, Lord, that's out there. Oh, yes, Lord. You can change, that's a prayer that you change their attitude, their personality, their mind, the way they think, Lord, the way they talk, Heavenly Father. And where the parents is going, is not being, not chastising the child. They're letting the children walk, get away with stuff that they shouldn't be getting away with. Lord, the parents need strength, strengthened, Lord. They need a touch from you, Heavenly Father, that they can stand up to their child and be firm, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Touch those parents that's not strong enough to say no, or to straighten the child out, correct them when they're wrong, Lord. Oh, touch those parents, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father. Father, we're praying for the people that out there that's doing wrong, Lord, change. Lord, you can turn them around, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, those that were raised up disobedient and turned out to be destructive and harmful to others, Lord. Lord, I put that in your hands, Lord, that you tell of those situations, Heavenly Father. Praying for those people, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Father God, we're just praying that you let more of your light shine on us and through us, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Let people see the good in us, Lord, that you're doing, that they want what we have, Heavenly Father. Praying for those that done backslid, Heavenly Father, bring them back. Oh, yes, Lord. Your lost sheep, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. We're praying for them, Lord. Hallelujah. Lifting them up to you, whoever they might be. Oh, yes, in our family or not in our family, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for those that do not know you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes. Make a way that they can hear the word, Lord, so they can get to know you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Praying for the churches, Heavenly Father, the pastors, the ministers, the teachers, the bishop. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying that you just touch each and every one of us and our family members that's here today and those that may come later. Just touch us, touch our whole body and soul, spirit and mind, Lord. Oh, yes. Pour out, open the gates of heaven and pour out blessings and miracles within our lives, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. In Jesus' name, Lord. Lord, I connect the Lord's Prayer for everybody that will be praying for it and for all the prayers that are going on at this hour over the land, Heavenly Father, over the country. With Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory, Heavenly Father. You are everything. In Jesus' name, pray and everybody agree. Today, I want to speak on let's get good at hitting the delete button. So, you know, we got to be good at hitting the delete button so we can continue going forward. Kobe Bryant was one of the greatest basketball players who ever played the game. On July 1st, 2014, he posted a picture on social media of him holding his Los Angeles Lakers jersey. The caption read, "On this day, 18 years ago, right after being drafted, the Charlotte Hornets basketball team told me they had no use for me and traded me. He had a pleasant smile on his face. After being told he wasn't useful, he went on to win 5 NBA championships with the Lakers. He was an 18-time NBA All-Star, the league most valuable player in 2008, a 2-time scoring champion, and on and on. I wonder what would have happened if he let those phases constantly play in his mind. We have no use for you. You're not that good. You don't have what it takes. That could have kept him from his destiny. What Kobe did was to hit the delete button. That's not going on my hard drive. I know I'm valuable. I know I have what it takes. Kobe understood this principle. You can't play negative, defeating, limiting words and reach your potential. Words are like seeds. They have power. If you let them take root, they'll grow and become what was said. That's great when those words are positive and push you forward. But every person has negative words spoken over them, as well as people who try to hold them back and discourage them. Do as Kobe did. Delete the negative and become who God created you to be. I know a minister who, when he was young, traveled with an older, very well-known minister. He was his assistant and went with him everywhere. He was in the background, but deep down he believed that one day he would have a prominent ministry. Being in the shadow of the minister who was so talented and popular, he had to fight feelings intimidating and thinking he didn't have what it takes. One day after a service, a city leader came behind the stage looking for the older minister, but he had already left. This man greeted him and asked if he could help him. The city leader said that he wanted prayer for a situation in his family. The young minister's eyes lit up and he said, "I'll pray for you." The man shook his head and said, "No, son, you won't do." Those words were like draggers. He always felt insecure and was already doubting whether he could do it. He let that phrase become a part of his recording over and over. "You won't do. You don't have what it takes." Year after year, anytime he tried to get his confidence up and step out, the phrase "you won't do" would get louder and louder inside. And he was a shriek act. One day the young minister did what I'm asking you to do. He realized that people don't determine your destiny. Negative words spoken over you only have power if you give them power, if you start believing them. He hit the delete button and started a new recording. "I am anointed. I am talented. I am favored. I am exceptional. I have seeds of greatness. I am strong in the Lord." He changed his recording. New doors started to open, and he went on to become one of the most prominent ministers of our days. Years later, the city leader who had said, "You won't do," invited him to come speak at a very prestigious event. One day, some of the people who are dismissing you, not giving you credit, and trying to make you feel less than, are going to want what you have. God is preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemy. The key is that you can't let something negative spoken over you become a part of your recalling. You have to get good at hitting the delete button. It may have come from somebody who should have been speaking faith into you, a parent, a coach, a teacher, a colleague. People should have been encouraging you, but instead they told you what you couldn't do, what you can't do, how you don't measure up. Quit dwelling on it. Quit replaying it. They don't know what God put in you. Sometimes people say negative things because they don't feel good about themselves. They have their own issues. They're insecure. They're hurting. They got a wrong recording, and they just passing it on. Don't take it personal. Hit the delete button and keep playing what God says about you. They say, you don't have what it takes. Delete. You say, I'm fully loaded and totally equipped. They might say, you're average. Nothing special about you. You hit delete. I'm exceptional. I'm a masterpiece. We don't have any use for you. Then you won't do. Hit the delete button. Then repeat. I'm talented. I have seeds of greatness. So we have to remember when that negative recording comes into our mind, we got to hit that delete button. Just flip it over and speak what God says about us. So what we have to do is learn and shut the door to negative. Are you allowing what people have said or the way they treated you to cause you to not believe in yourself and not pursue your dreams? Turn off the recording. The enemy won't be trying to stop you if he didn't know there was something amazing in your future. He'll use people, negative words, and how you were treated, left out, and discounted to try to get the negative recording playing. He knows there is something more powerful than what you believe about yourself. What you are dwelling on all day is determining whether or not you'll become who you were created to be. Don't let what someone said cause you to feel less than. That holds you back. That holds you back long enough. It's time to put on a new recording. You are equipped. You are empowered. You are anointed. You have what it takes. And you've been crowned with favor. God is breathing in your direction. He calls you a masterpiece. If anyone calls you something different, delete it. If they make you feel any different, delete it. You need to protect your recording. Don't let it become contaminated. Nobody can make you think something. Other people can't make you feel inferior, make you feel not valuable, or make you feel untalented. You have to give them permission. Quit permitting what you should be deleting. You don't let anyone in your house. If a stranger showed up at your door holding poison, a rattlesnake, or a stick of dynamite, you wouldn't say, come in, come on in. You're welcome to my house. You would shut the door, lock it, and make sure they can't get in. What are you letting into your mind? Are you welcoming poison, the negative things people have said? Are you letting into your house a lie that say you're not talented, you won't do, you're the wrong nationality? Why don't you start shutting the door and saying, no thanks? The scripture says to guard your mind. You have to be selective about what you allow in. A few years ago, we kept a couple of rabbits in a fence in areas of our backyard. I noticed one of them looked as though he was wasn't feeling well. He kept rubbing the side of his face as though something was bothering him. We took him to the veterinarian. The vet the vet gave him some antibiotics and said he should get better. We tried for a week, but it didn't help. Then the rabbit's face began to swell up so much that he had a big great had a big growth on top of his nose. We took him back, and the vet examined him further. He found that an egg from a fly had somehow gotten up the rabbit's nasal passage, and that a larva was growing and about to hatch. Once they got to the root of the problem, they removed it, and the rabbit was fine. That's the way the enemy works. He tries to plant lies in our mind that infect our thinking. You're not good enough. You're not attractive. You'll never meet the right person. You'll never get well. We can try to fix the outside, but until we get to the root of the problem, until we get the infection out, until we delete the recording, the lies are going to continue to limit us. Pay attention to what you're dwelling on. Ask yourself why you won't pursue your dreams, why you don't feel good about yourself, or why you go around feeling guilty. If you trace it back to the beginning, you'll find a stronghold in your mind. Something has convinced you that you have made too many mistakes and God is not going to bless you. Someone said you didn't come from the right family, so you can't do anything great. That person who walked out of the relationship told you that you aren't worth loving. Those are lies that you allow in your mind. The good news is that you can get rid of them. You don't have to spend another minute being infected by wrong thinking. I have the exact prescription, and it doesn't cost anything. If you start renewing your mind with what God says about you, it will clear up all the places that are infected, and it will heal all the places that are hurting. Instead of dwelling on how people said you are not valuable and how they made you feel inferior, you start to dwell on what God says about you. I am fearless and wonderfully made. I am a masterpiece. That's when the infection starts to go away. Instead of letting the recording play that you won't do, you don't have what it takes, you play, I'm telling it, I'm creative, I'm one of a kind. These thoughts bring healing. Whatever is holding you back, you have the prescription. Delete the lies and start taking your medicine. Dwell on what God says about you. You wasn't made to go around infected. You were created to be secure, confident, talented, healthy, happy, and successful. Rise up and become who God made you to be. No more a grasshopper mentality. We have to let that grasshopper mentality go. So we have to say no more grasshopper mentality. I remember I was sharing with y'all about the 12 men, about when Moses sent the 12 men to spy out the promised land. 10 came back with a negative report. They said, "We are not strong enough to take the land. All the people whom we saw are men of stature. There we saw the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers." That's what they said. They saw themselves as grasshoppers. And so we was in their sight. That's what the men were saying. They said we saw the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Notice how those spies saw themselves. They didn't say the giant was so big and they called us grasshoppers. they insulted us. They said we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. They went into the land with a grasshopper mentality. Their thinking was contaminated before they got there. The opposition didn't determine who you are. The opposition doesn't determine who you are. It simply reveals who you are. They saw all their enemies as giants. If you have a grasshopper mentality, you're not going to see your enemies properly. They're all going to look too big. I can't beat this council. Did you see the report? I can't get out of debt. I'll never accomplish this dream. The problem is not the giant. The problem is your thinking. You've been infected with grasshopper disease. The two other spies, Joshua and Caleb, a completely different report. They saw the same giant, yet they said, "Do not fear the people, for they are bread for us. Let us take the land." What was the difference between them and the other spies? Their thinking was affected. The other spies, their thinking was affected. They had the right, then the other ones had the right recording plan. They knew the forces for them was greater than the forces against them. When you're not infected, you have a boldness, a confidence to take ground that others think is impossible. You'll be saying, "We are well able. This conflict is going to nourish us. We're going to come out stronger." Are you in the group with Joshua and Caleb, or have you let your thinking become infected like the 10 spies? Are you playing the wrong recording? You can change. It's not hard. Start deleting the lies and replace them with what God says about you. Every morning, take time to get your inner person ready. Start the day out making positive affirmations over yourself. Then, all through the day, keep the recording playing. Don't let the negative in. Let me help you get started with these affirmations. I am blessed. I am prosperous. I am talented. I am creative. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. I am free. I am valuable. I am anointed. I am equipped. I am beautiful. I'm attractive. I'm amazing. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am a child of the Most High God. I have seeds of greatness. I will become all that He has created me to be. So what we have to do is keep the negative out, and when we start playing the negative in our mind, we have to flip it over and speak what God says that we are. And so practice make perfect. just keep the negative out and keep moving forward. So right now what we're going to do is let's give God we're going to unmute your phone. We're not going to petition for anything. We're not going to ask God for anything, but let's take a couple of minutes and praise God for all He's done for us and all He's done for people you know He's done. So open your lines. Unmute your phone. Everybody come in for a couple of minutes.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for all you're doing for me, Lord, and my family, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. I just praise you for allowing me to be a part of your life, and you've been a part of my life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Father. Holy Father, I just thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
For loving me unconditionally, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I just praise you, Lord, for the life I'm living today and where I'm going from here. Hallelujah. All because of you, Lord. Thank you.
give you some power.
Thank you, Lord, for your peace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes,
for your patience, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, for my strength, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Lord,
without you, I would not be a man. I just thank you. I thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. I praise you. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me, Lord. I praise you for my thank you for my apartment. Sorry, Heavenly Father, for your sake, for the faith that I was at on you. Continue giving me. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, I just praise you, Heavenly Father. Yes, for walking with me, Lord, guiding me, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. I praise you for opening doors. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I praise you for the people that you put in my life. Oh, yes, Lord. I just praise you for my hands up on my feet. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Father, I just praise you for fighting all my battles. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. I praise you for moving out of my way. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for your undergirding power, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, that divides the Red Sea,
oh Lord, I just thank you for patience, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Almighty God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Because I know God has answered y'all prayers, you know, thank you. Like I said, I only desire 25 hours a week, but I'm grateful to God for people like you that's praying, and I thank the young lady that was speaking, talk about Father affirmations. I believe in every one of them that you have said, and I thank you so much for just being in your rightful place this morning. Thank you. Everyone have a great
Amen.
Day.
Amen.
Hey, good morning. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right.
Amen.
Good morning, Yvonne Lester. I'm listening.
Good morning, Ms. Lester.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Could you say again?
Good morning. This is Lois, and I want to thank God for another day. And I asked for prayers for my friend Teresa. She funeralized her mother last Monday, and she lost one of her sisters Thursday night. So I just asked for prayer for the family, strengthen them. And thank you for the word today. And that's it. Everybody have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Amen. Good morning, and thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Deborah, just listening, and I thank God for another day.
Thank God.
Good morning.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord this morning. This is Darlene, and I'm just grateful that God continues to bless us to come together. This is just a beautiful time of life. God just continues to show us he is the one and only wise God, and he makes no mistakes. And in spite of all the things that are going on, God is still on the throne. And we're right at the top of the hour, so I'm going to go ahead and pray and take us out this morning. I believe Sister Teresa's sister is the one who passed away, so we pray for that family, Lord, that you touch, heal, deliver. Just give the mind. You're the one that gives peace, Lord. You're the one that gives joy, God. And we pray that people realize that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So we thank you, Lord, for the joy for this family, oh God, and others who have lost loved ones. We pray for this country as a whole, oh God, as you are still out there, Lord, and you're never going to leave us nor forsake us. So we just pray, Lord, as a special prayer this morning for the families, oh God, those who are going through a lot of turmoil, oh God, those who are seeing things happen, Lord, that they never thought would happen in their lives, oh God. So we pray, Lord, today for the unity of each and every family, oh God, each and every day, Lord. We pray and loose the spirit of forgiveness, Lord. There are many people who have not forgiven one another. So we thank you, Father, today for people coming together and asking each other to forgive and forget about the past, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I do thank you for marriages this morning, that you're blessing the marriages to be better, Lord, that the husbands and wives are communicating with each other, the children are obeying the parents, and we know that there's a promise, oh God, that they will have long life upon the earth, Lord. So we pray and thank you, Lord, today for these children, Lord. I pray for my grandchildren that they will have a peace with amongst themselves, oh God, and not be fighting one another, and other children who may be doing the same thing, Lord. I just thank you, Father, today for just blessing all grandchildren across the land, great-grandchildren, Lord. We pray and ask you, Lord, to help Brittany and also Quenisha as they are with child, oh God, that they will carry the babies, oh God. The babies will come out healthy and strong, Lord, and others whose names I may not know who have children in the womb, oh God. We just pray for the wombs, oh God, to be blessed, Lord, and these children will come out and learn of you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. We pray for healing. I thank you, Lord, today that you said in your word that healing is a children's bread, oh God. And we thank you for the healing that is coming forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus. My God, my God. Lord, I pray for each and every person who comes to prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries prayer line, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for the word today, oh God, the rich word, oh God, to help us to know that we don't want to repeat repeat negativeness, oh God, that we will hit the delete button, Father. I thank you, Father, today that we will believe what you say, oh God, and declare and dwell on what you say, God. You have said much about your people, Lord, and we are fearfully and wonderfully made, oh God. We are blessed, oh God. We cannot be cursed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, today for Sister Darlene M., our Sister Charlotte, oh God, Apostle Horsley, God. We thank you, Lord, today for our Sister Deborah, Lord, our Sister Pastor Scholastica, our Sister Chris, Sister Sheila, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for Sister Linda and Sister Grace, God, Sister Lord's Father. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Glenda, Lord, and our Sister Gladys, Lord, Sister Yvonne and Darlene B., Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Marie, Father, each and every one named by name, and Brother James, God, and Sister Dorothy, oh God. We pray for Sister Janice and Sister Belinda, Lord. We pray and thank you, Lord, today for those who were here many years ago and those who will come in the future, Lord, that we continue to work together, oh God, for the common goal, oh God, is to teach people about Jesus and his love, and we will love one another, oh God. So I lose the spirit of love this morning, and I bind up the spirit of hate, God. I bind up the spirit of disagreement, Lord, and that there will be peace, oh God, and those who are even Mary, Lord, we pray for her this morning, oh God, those who are seeking to be married, oh God, the husbands and will find the wife, oh God, the men will find the wife and find a good thing, and they will be favored of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you for that today, oh God, and the women will be good to their husbands and even those who are already married, oh God, that they will respect and honor their husbands, oh God, and we just appreciate you, God, even for the leadership across this land, oh God, that you touch and help the leaders, especially in our government positions, oh God, that they will think about the people, oh God, and not only of themselves. I come against that egotistical spirit that so many people have, God, that they're not even making good decisions because they have egos, oh God. We ask you, Lord, today to help those who are prideful, oh God, to realize and recognize that they must be humble before you, God. My God, I thank you, Lord, today for all that you're doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. And I decree this morning that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected and shall not come to pass, as we even heard this morning that we have to hit that delete button. I thank you, Father, today that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And I decree and declare that the Lord God Almighty makes us 1,000 times more than what we are even today. Those who have planted seed, oh God, that seed will grow and multiply in the name of Jesus. And I decree that we shall rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hind feet, and he will make us to walk upon high places. And as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you. Have a beautiful day. Come back tomorrow, and we will continue to share with one another and love on each other and see God move mightily in our lives. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.